the outer wall of the shop, but now she was staring at me, hands half raised protectively. "Put your arms down!" I shouted as I ran up to her, spreading my dripping wet cloak with both hands. I don't know if she heard me over the roar of the flames, but regardless, Fela understood. She lowered her hands and stepped towards the cloak. As I closed the final distance between us, I glanced behind and saw the fire was growing even faster than I'd expected. The fog clung to the floor, over a foot deep, black as pitch. The flames were so high I couldn't see to the other side, let alone guess how thick the wall of fire had become. Just before Fela stepped into the cloak, I lifted it to completely engulf her head. "I'm going to have to carry you out," I shouted as I bundled the cloak around her. "Your legs will burn if you try to wade through." She said something in reply, but it was muffled by the layers of wet cloth, and I couldn't make it out over the roar of the fire. I picked her up, not in front of me like Prince Gallant out of some storybook, but over one shoulder, the way you carry a sack of potatoes. Her hip pressed hard into my shoulder, and I pelted towards the fire. The heat battered the front of my body, and I threw my free arm up to protect my face, praying the moisture on my trousers would save my legs from the worst of the corrosive nature of the fog. I drew a deep breath just before I hit the fire, but the air was sharp and acrid. I coughed reflexively and sucked down another lungful of the burning air just as I entered the wall of flame. I felt the sharp chill of the fog around my lower legs, and there was fire all around me as I ran, coughing and drawing in more bad air. I grew dizzy and tasted ammonia. Some distant, rational part of my mind thought, "Of course, to make it volatile." Then nothing. When I awoke, the first thing that sprang to my mind was not what you might expect. Then again, it might not be that much of a surprise if you have ever been young yourself.
"What time is it?"
I asked frantically.
"First bell afternoon," a female voice said. "Don't try to get up."
I slumped back against the bed. I was supposed to have met with Denner at the Aeolian an hour ago. Miserable and with a sour knot in my stomach, I took in my surroundings. The distinctive antiseptic tang in the air let me know I was somewhere in America. The bed was a giveaway, too. Comfortable enough to sleep in, but not so comfortable that you'd want to lie around. I turned my head and saw a familiar pair of striking green eyes, framed by close-cropped blonde hair.
"Oh."
I relaxed back onto the pillow.
"Hello, Mola."
Mola stood next to one of the tall counters that lined the edges of the room. The classic dark colors of those who worked at the Medica made her pale complexion seem even more so.
"Hello, Cloth,"
she said, continuing to write her treatment report.
"I heard you finally got promoted to out there," I said. "Congratulations. Everyone knows you deserved it a long time ago."
She looked up, her pale lips curving into a small smile.
"The heat doesn't seem to have damaged the gilding on your tongue."
She laid down her pen.
"How does the rest of you feel?"
"My legs feel fine, but numb, so I'm guessing I got burned, but you've already done something about it." I lifted up the bedsheet, looked under it, then tucked it carefully back into place.
"I also seem to be in an advanced state of undress."
I felt a momentary panic.
"Is Fela all right?"
Mola nodded seriously and moved closer to stand by the side of the bed.
"She has a bruise or two from when you dropped her, and is a little singed around the ankles, but she came out of it better than you did. How is everyone else from the fishery?"
"Surprisingly good, all things considered. A few burns from heat or acid, one case of metal poisoning, but it was minor. Smoke tends to be the real troublemaker with fires, but whatever was burning over there didn't seem to give off any smoke."
"It did give off a sort of ammonia fume." I took a few deep experimental breaths.
"But my lungs don't seem to be burned," I said, relieved. "I only got about 3 breaths of it before I passed out."
There was a knock on the door, and Sim's head popped in.
"You're not naked, are you?"
"Mostly," I said, "but the dangerous parts are covered up." Willem followed in, looking distinctly uncomfortable.
"You're not nearly as pink as you were before," he said. "I'm guessing that's a good sign."
His legs are going to hurt for a while, but there's no permanent damage, she said.